Okay, so I need to treasure this opportunity since I got time to do video now. Okay, I'm going to share with you the resale property market situation today. So let's go. Okay, so if you watched my last video, right, I was telling you that the new launch BUC market was doing very well, and also I was sharing with you who are the majority buyers for EC new launch and why you can achieve 90% at 1,900 per square feet. So this video, okay, I'm going to share with you about the resale HDB market and the resale private market. Okay, I realized that there is two different situations. Okay, all along, during the whole last 3 to 4 years, you realize that the situation in the HDB market and the private market is almost the same. Okay, when it goes up, it goes up. When it goes down, supply, demand, almost the same. But there is a change for 2026. Starting from 2026 to now, start of 2026 to now, they start to have a big change. Okay, let's talk about the private property market first, because the change is actually at the HDB market. The private property market, the situation is the same. Okay, situation is the same. There is actually not much seller in the market today. And surprisingly, I have to tell you one thing. For my last few units that I have closed, most of the sellers are actually foreigners. So I realized that, why are they foreigners? You know, then I realized that some of these foreigners, they may have invested in Singapore when they are PR, or they may have invested in Singapore when they are Singaporean, but now they have choose to leave Singapore. Okay, so this is a very special situation. They have choose to leave Singapore, so they choose to sell their property. So most of these sellers that I have experienced in the property market, private property market, is actually foreigners. But there is very, if let's say we take away this foreigner seller in the private property market, there's actually very little sellers in the private property market today. You'd hardly really see people selling, and most of these people selling, they are mostly trying to buy another one. They are not like, just sell or investment sell and all these things. Most of these investors, they already decide to sell because they are foreigner, they need to leave. How about local investor? Okay, I will tell you something. Local investor, the holding power is actually higher. And to be frank, rental is pretty stable now. I think it has dropped to a certain level, not really moving up and down anymore. So rental is very stable now. So most of the investor in today's market, right, if you are not looking to buy a new launch, you will not choose to sell your resale property. Because if you sell your resale property to buy another resale condo, right, it's not going to help you. It's not a smart move in today's market now. It's not a smart move. Unless you're selling away your resale condo to buy a new launch condo. Okay, those situations, I have seen it. Okay, I've seen it. So there's only these two groups that is moving. The other sellers are mostly selling to buy. So all these sellers that are selling to buy, right, they will always ask for extension. And to be frank today, because there's more supply than demand is actually lower. It's actually harder to sell. Buyers have a little bit more choice compared to last year. So buyers are thinking harder, thinking twice on whether they should give extension or not. Okay, so this is getting a little bit critical already. Last year, when there's not enough supply in the market, you know, or the year before, or 2 years, 3 years, 4 years back, there's not enough supply in the market, but there's a lot of demand. People don't care, you know, because it's like, if I don't give extension, I cannot find a house. So people don't care. Everybody give extension. But now, the situation is very different. The supply is low. The demand also, the supply is there. I wouldn't say it's low, but the demand is lower. So buyers, they have more opportunity to see more houses, to have more choices to decide on. So they will try their best to go for units that don't need extension. So this is in the private property resale market. HDB market is very special. Okay, HDB market is very special. There is a big change. Okay, so if you watch until now, please help me hit the like button and subscribe button, because it's not easy to make a video, but it's very easy for you to hit the like button and subscribe button. Ma. No need to pay money one. It's free. Just like, you know, the thumbs up, like, okay? Okay, HDB market is very different. Why? Today, I start to realize a lot of my HDB sellers are selling to go to their sales of balance flat, going to their BTO flat. Okay, so this one, if you follow the channel long enough, okay, you will know that I already addressed this a few years back, or even last year, or even I think a few months back, I already talked about this. The market is shifting. The government is achieving their goals. The government is getting what they want. By releasing a lot of BTO flats, by releasing a lot of sales of balance flats in the last few years as well as now, okay, they are trying to decrease the demand for resale HDB flat, increase the supply for resale HDB flat. They are doing both sides, you know. They're decreasing the demand, increasing the supply, making the HDB market even slower. You see, if you do one side, like decrease the demand, then the supply don't move, it's okay, you know, it's not too bad. It's like maybe times one or times two, maybe times two, okay? If you say that, okay, you increase the supply but demand stay, it's also times two. It's, the gap is always like that. But now you are doing this. This is times four, guys, times four. Okay, so how do they decrease the demand? What happened is they make more buyers go and buy sales of balance flat, more buyers go and buy BTO flat. So the buyers don't come to the resale market to buy the resale flat. Then they make the current HDB owners use their second BTO chance. So this HDB owner that use their second BTO chance, they will go and buy a sales of balance flat or BTO flat. When the flat is ready, they have to sell their current HDB flat. Okay, when that happens, they are forced to sell. So must sell fast because the house ready already. The house will call them, hey, you know, you better come and take. If not, later on, you don't take by when, then we have to let go. The BTO flat cannot sell to you anymore. Then you'll lose your deposit. So these people will try to sell. When they try to sell, they need to sell fast. They'll try to sell cheap. Because no choice. If they don't sell cheap, they cannot meet the timeline of collection, the key collection for their BTO flat or their sales of balance flat. So this is currently happening in the resale market. And with the stock market being red, with the war, with this big oil price thing, the war and a lot of uncertainty in the market, I have to say that besides the new launch market that I talked about in the last video, the resale market is actually pretty slow. After Chinese New Year, did I see an improvement? I did, but the improvement is very, very minimal. I can say that this year, even though I'm on my side, I'm selling away a lot of units and I'm actually hitting a record in the number of units I can sell in a month, okay? But that's also because I have been doing things correctly. The selling formula, the buying formula that we have come up with, we have tried to adjust it to the market today. So we have tried to advise the client on what to do. That's why we are achieving our results. But if you talk about the overall market and what is happening today in the resale market, the situation is very different and very slow. The HDB market, right? There is very little serious buyer. And maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you'll get one buyer. 2 weeks or 3 weeks, there's one buyer. There is only that one serious buyer. Okay, so you need to know how to capture the serious buyer. You know, instead of just keep trying to play with luck. It's not about playing with luck. It's about trying to maximize the chance. If you say that, oh, you want as many buyers come to try to increase the chance, it doesn't work that way. Okay, I don't know how to explain, but it doesn't work that way. So maybe this one I'll do a next video, because I also experienced another case study recently. So that one I'll talk about it later. So the HDB market is going to get worse. Okay, I think it's not going to improve. I think it's going to be like this for the whole of 2026, because this is what the government have prepare for since last year. They have been doing this pushing of this BTO flat, and I think I remember last year it was like February or June or September they were releasing sales of balance flat and BTO flat. So by doing this, right, in 2026 we will definitely see a very big impact. Okay, so the resale market is going to stay this way, it's not going to improve. So if you need any advice, you can just call me. If not, that's it for this video. I just want to give you an update on what's happening. It doesn't mean that the market is slow, or it doesn't mean that you cannot sell. It doesn't mean that way. It's just that you have to adjust your expectation, adjust your formula, your method to understand the pattern today. 2 years ago when we sell house, right? Wow, we have like 4 or 5 buyers coming every viewing every week. Okay. You're not going to get that kind of situation today. So, 4 or 5 years ago, we price our property differently. We do our negotiation differently. We set different targets, different expectations, use different situations to analyze what is our next strategy. But this year is going to be different. We got to be, to make it simple, you got to be more direct. You got to understand the market better and be more realistic. Okay? So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode, and bye bye.